Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Welcome in. All right. So this is the Worthy and Favorite podcast with Desiree Stapleton. That is I. If you have never heard of me before, if this is your first time ever tuning into my podcast, welcome. I am so happy to have you. So I am Desiree Stapleton of DesireeStapleton.com. I am an author. I am a full-time CEO to two companies. I am a consultant and I specialize in goal fulfillment strategy. And so today we're going to talk about something that's a little taboo. It's not fun. The fun stuff does not come until season two. Sorry. So disclaimer, not a fun convo, taboo convo. You might not get the warm and fuzzies from this message, but hey, it needs to be said. And so today we are talking about mental health. Oh, We're talking about mental health. And the reason why we're talking about mental health is because as a goal fulfillment strategist, my job is to help people make decisions that are more in alignment with their vision. And how I do that is by helping them assess their starting point, their desired outcome, and then strategizing means of goal fulfillment. But I cannot do that unless I address your mental. Because it's not just about what resources you need and blah, blah, blah. Your personal growth and development is also a part of it, because there is literally no point in me giving you all these resources if you're going to self-sabotage. So I have to deal with you as the individual in order to help you get to where you're trying to go. So we're going to talk about mental health, and mental health is not fun to talk about, but we're going to do it. So you have got to protect your mental. You have got to protect your peace. You have got to protect your sanity. Now, when I say mental health, I am not just talking illnesses and diseases. I am talking about peace and sanity, making decisions that are in alignment with where you are trying to go. I'm talking about boundary implementation, all the things. All the things. And while I'm here, I need to tell you some things. I'm sure you already know, but sometimes it hits harder when somebody else says it. You need to address your past experiences. You need to address your past experiences in order to see how they are affecting your current experiences. You need to address your childhood traumas. Heck, you need to address your adulthood traumas, because let's be honest, it does not stop after a certain age. We need to address these things because they are affecting how we show up in the world, and they are affecting how we show up in the world because they are affecting our psyche. They are changing the narratives of what we believe is possible in our lives, because we learn through experiences. And if we are not careful, we will misconstrue a lesson or turn it into a whole thing that it was not supposed to be. Now, I need to talk to my African-American brothers and sisters for a moment, because that is what I know, because I am one of them. I want to talk to the black women for a moment specifically, because I am one of them. Strong black woman. If somebody calls you a strong black woman, does it make you want to cry? Does it make you want to tear up? Why is that? Because you had to earn that title, right? Because of all the garbage that you have dealt with and still survived from, right? You're tearing up because you're thinking about all the garbage. So let's talk about when strong black woman went from a badge of honor to a stigma. It's weighty. Yes, it sounds good to be like, oh, I'm a strong black woman. Yeah, it sounds good. But the weight that comes with that, being a quote-unquote strong black woman is synonymous with having gone through plenty of trials and tribulations for everyone in your family and making it out on the other side. Somehow, what they're saying is somewhat intact, and you're still keeping it pushing. It's normalizing struggle. It's expecting things to be tough for you. Not saying that everything is in life is going to be just this easy breezy walk in the park. No. But we are learning things that are not healthy, in my opinion. And I say this because some things that don't have to be hard, we will not take it unless there's some sort of trial that comes with it. Because that is what we know. Because that is what we know. Oh, I know he's doing blah, 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 blah. But, you know, you can't have everything you want and you can da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I know that eviction and repossession and all this stuff is happening, but you know, it's just part of life and da 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 da. No. It is not supposed to be continually. Does that make sense? Now, speaking to everybody else, I hope you can relate to that in some way, shape, form, or fashion, where it's a hard topic. It's a hard topic. This is what I know. And I'm trying not to make it super, super heavy. But what I will say is that I can go into more depth in this, not here, but if you go over to Facebook, and follow and or like my page, my handle is Desiree S. Stapleton. And if you go to my website at DesireeStapleton.com and actually join our worthy and favorite community, it is a subscribed member only community to protect our environment. But we have conversations like this because they're needed, because they're needed. And I'm just going to speak for myself for a moment and say this for anybody else that is like me. High functioning does not equal being okay. Being high functioning does not mean that you are okay. Because you have blocked does not mean that you have dealt with it. Because you have detached from the emotion does not mean you have dealt with it. And I'm saying this because I have been doing the same thing. I have done the same things. If I don't want to feel it, I'm not going to feel it, period. I detach. And it's over with. I block and it's over with. And that is not healthy. It is not healthy. So I would encourage you to think about the things that you do to protect yourself because of what you have learned from past experiences that may or may not be the truth. Something that has created a new narrative for you that may or may not be the truth. I know for me, I used to think that nobody would care about what I had to say. Learn that from past experiences, and it's not true. And so I want to get this conversation going. I want you guys to join me over on Facebook. I want you to join me over in our worthy and favorite community so we can talk about this because it is a real thing. And we need to be having these conversations to normalize community, to normalize not being this perfect thing all the time. You look on the internet, everybody just looks so polished and blah, 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 and it makes you feel like, oh, I don't have it together. Look at this person. They have do, 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 do. And you're on the outside looking in. You have no idea what they have going on in their personal lives because we do not talk about it. We give the highlight realms of the best things that have happened and keep the garbage to ourselves. And we need to normalize that success does not always look pretty. Success is all shades of ugly and pretty. All shades of ugly and pretty. And we need to normalize that. And so I got this podcast going because I want to help you make it through your situation. Because if you make it through your situation, that means you are able to go and pull somebody else out. And I think sometimes when we become successful, we forget the struggles that we once had. And we somewhat turn our nose up at people that are still struggling with what we dealt with a long time ago. And our job is not to scrutinize or criticize them. Our goal and our aim is supposed to be to reach out a hand and help the people that are wanting to get out. Okay? So, join me over on Facebook. Join me over in the Worthy and Favorite community. Please download, please share, please like, please all the things. Come have this conversation with me because it needs to be had. Love you guys.